So can you give us a rundown on the event on Saturday?
Yes. This Saturday, we're really excited to have the 8th annual celebration. Mm-hmm. It's in honor of Justice and Peace in North Central Troy.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of things that we continue as we have in this 8th year. Free food. We're collaborating with Unity House, who's bringing hot dogs and hamburgers. Our Kitchen Sanctuary team will have lots of other delicious food as well. There'll be free art activities. There'll be a Troy Bike Rescue bike giveaway. And we'll also be lighting a tree in honor of Justice and Peace at Freedom Square at the corner of 101st and 6th and 5th Avenue.
Okay.
We're going to have music with Derek Horton and the J Street Band.
Right.
Men of Faith, and we're going to have...
And who's hosting?
The MC is going to be H. Bosch Jr.
How about that? All right.
Here in the studio with us.
Absolutely.
I know him.
Yes.
So maybe you could share, Bosch, I'll shift the interview, mm-hmm. Your experience. How many years have you come to the holiday celebration, and what does it mean to you?
One is I've been coming to it for almost 3 years now, 3-4 years. What it means is I think it's a collaboration of all the volunteers, people at the radio station, as well as the neighborhood getting together and truly, truly networking, fellowshipping, and enjoying themselves. And what I like about it is everything, hang on this word, is free. Free, free, free. I love the family portraits every year. You know, we get so many families that come in, and they just get lit up when it's time to take their picture with Santa. So that's what it means for me. Yeah. And hopefully we have some newcomers. Erica, this will be her first time, you know, attending, and they'll see the love in the room. It's just absolutely awesome.
Well, I have to share that we're very sad that we are not going to have the same studio portraits as we've had in the past 7 years.
Okay.
Because Brenda Ann Keneally, the photographer, is on special assignment for the New York Times and is unable to shoot the portrait photos as originally planned.
Okay.
We will be trying to have other photographers be around, but it's really going to focus this year on the art activities and the music and
right.
the food.
Our good friend Derek Horton in the J Street Band.
Which is amazing.
Amazing.
That'd be great.
Playing the Motown hits.
Yeah.
Shout out to Derek Horton in the J Street Band. Yeah. Yeah. And Men of Faith. Yeah.
Men of Faith.
Yep.
And you know, we're going to have Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Mac is Santa.
Right. Again. Uncle Mac. Yeah. And hopefully this time I won't sit on his lap like I did the last time and took Santa out for a while, you know, but. Yeah.
And then it's co-sponsored by Unity House, Bell and Appley,
right.
Troy Bike Rescue, the North Central Little League.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign up your kids to be on the Little League for the next year, Team Hero, and the Troy Poem Project. So there's going to be a lot of community celebrating and community building, and everyone is invited.
Yes. I think Andrea has a question.
Yeah. No, my question, not my question, I'm just thrilled to think that we're all going to be together. And so many of us are only heard. Our voices are the only things, you know. So when you go there on Saturday, you're going to see the faces to match the voices you've heard all this time. That's really going to be fun. That's going to be great fun. Can you talk about what you've already mentioned, how this brings all these other groups together in a celebration of winter holidays? Just tell me, that's on Saturday the 14th, and that's in the afternoon, isn't it?
Right, it's from 12 till 5, and it's our last big community event of the season. We have one more workshop that's following that on Tuesday from 4 till 8, which is the Health Autonomous Network, which is the growing of different people interested in health and alternative resources, self-care, fighting trauma in our community. And it's a building group of people who are trying to make a difference. You know, much like the sanctuary and the many groups who are here are, you know, kind of DIY, do-it-yourself mode. Whether it's media like you all right here in your radio, or the autonomous health kind of organizing, we're really trying to look at how we can have a place, a home that brings people from all walks of life together.
Well, I must say this is the most comfortable place I've ever been working at or right. volunteering with.
If there's so ever I been a place that you call home, this is it. You know,
you got it.
I mean, we meet no strangers here. That's why I love this place.
So yeah. This is Saturday, December 14th, and that's right on the corner here at Liberty Square.
Well, it's inside here. It's going to be here inside. From 12 to 5.
Mm-hmm. So. And then okay. the tree lighting is going to be across the street, right,
yeah. at
Freedom.
At the end. That'll be like at 4. And but we need volunteers. If people have been here before or they haven't, we could use volunteers. We could use different people from the community. And we welcome everyone.
And this other project you're doing, a workshop, is when, the following Tuesday?
That's on Tuesday the 17th from 4 till 8. And there'll be many different activities, all the way from learning how to take your own blood pressure and
Great.
Teach other people to do blood pressure, to what kind of herbal teas you can drink to reduce anxiety. There's going to be all kinds of opportunities for networking, and then we're also going to brainstorm how we could keep offering those resources. There's so many different organizations and groups who have so many resources, and what we really want to do is celebrate the people power of, you know, how when we come together, we can make positive okay. change in our community.
Great. Well, we're going to have to close out now, Brandon, but you know, you're a friend of the show, and we love every time you come on. You talk about so many wonderful things, and it's always truly an education. So we appreciate you, everything you've done, everything you're doing, and everything you will continue to do.
Thank
All right.
you. I appreciate
God bless
you, too.
You. Okay.
And this has been Arts and Education Coordinator Brenda Miller. The North Central Troy Justice and Peace Holiday Celebration will take place this Saturday at the Sanctuary for Independent Media in Troy.